This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election. So our goal now is to ensure the integrity for the good of this nation. This is a very big moment. This is a major fraud in our nation. We want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list, okay? It's a very sad moment. To me, this is a very sad moment, and we will win this, and we, as far as I'm concerned, we already have won it. So I just want to thank you.
Who's gonna win? Who's gonna win the big race? It's not you, it's not me. It's the big two-party deception. That's who's gonna win. Now, today is a Patreon bonus. And oh, by the way, before I forget, I am also, because somebody has reached out to me when Patreon started banning some of those Q accounts, and I also lived in fear of that. Not because I'm a Q guy, you already know that, but I did 4 shows on the topic, and my topic is conspiracy theory, so I assumed I was at the very least looked at, but, you know, I'm in the good graces still. Patreon's been good to me, and I like Patreon. I don't like the censorship, though. So I'm with you. I feel you. A lot of you have reached out and said, hey, do you got another option? Because I can't stand by. Or as Jesuit Drumpf said, stand back and stand by. I can't stand back and stand by while Patreon's supporting censorship. And I agree with you. I get it. Patreon's been good to me. I like them. They're good to work with for me. Not for everyone else, though. And I see that, and I acknowledge that. Therefore, I've done a lot of work behind the scenes. And I am pleased to announce, you guys are the first to hear this, I'm giving you another option. Okay? If you like Patreon, you can keep your Patreon. I am joining Rockfin with your boy Sam Tripoli from Tinfoil Hat. And that will be another option for you. More details to come, but what I'm looking at is... And you can look at the details. Basically, Rockfin is kind of like, dare I say, a Netflix type thing where it's like a subscription service, right? You pay like $9.99 a month and you get access to all the stuff, all the bonus stuff that all the content creators on there provide. And that would now include my Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture podcast. Once I get that configured, it will also include, I'm doing a... If you recall, I did a truth or drama show on this feed for my tier 2 and 3 folks. The problem with that is I have to get into some controversial territory with that. And, well, Patreon is very cautious about this stuff. And even though, like, I'm being neutral, right? I'm a neutral guy here. I'm still worried, right? I'm still worried about the big hammer coming down. I'm going to put this... So I'm creating a second show that'll be only on the Rockfin, because they wanted some level of exclusivity, right, for me to join this great team over there. I don't know what the title is. The working title is Confessions of a Conspiracy Theorist, and it's going to be a little bit deeper. It's going to include the truth or drama talk. It's going to be more sort of side notes, stuff that doesn't fit the brand of conspiracy theories and unpopular culture, where we talk about symbolism and entertainment and all that. It'll be I had a vasectomy. We'll talk about the vasectomy. We'll talk about some of the movies I watched while I was on the couch. That kind of stuff. It's just another option for you, okay? I'm still doing the same things you've always supported here on Patreon. So by all means. But and then more to come about that. I'll do like a formal sort of show discussing this and what you'd get and what the options are, but just something for the back pocket, because I know somebody has reached out already and we're like, dude, I can't do this. because the truther community is very sensitive to this sort of stuff, and I get it. I'm right there with you. Look, I've been banned off of Google, YouTube, Amazon banned my book. Anyhow, moving on. Politics. We're talking about politics today, and this is a Patreon bonus. And Rockfin here, once I figure out how to get my stuff on there, this is a bonus episode, because free feeders, the mouth breathers, man, they don't get to hear this stuff. This is only for the supporters, because I'm letting you into my life. And I got to keep a distance from some people, right? I got some crazies. I'm just kidding. Kind of, sort of. Not really. But where are we at here? I'm gonna, because this is obviously time sensitive. This is November 4th. It's early in the morning. Very early. It's like 5:30 in the morning here in Utah. I got to jam this in before I go to work. And the polls are still not, the votes haven't been tallied yet for some of the states. So we don't know who won. As of right now, it shows Biden leading, but that doesn't mean anything because you've got some big states with big electoral votes. Could it be the polls are wrong again? They were predicting a Biden blowout, a 10%, what do you have, like a 10% lead? Now, I don't, and this is informal, I didn't research this at all, but like I don't believe that Hillary Clinton had that. I think she had a bigger hypothetical poll lead when she lost. So, like, a lot of people are questioning these polls, as they should. But how much does the mainstream media love this? They're stretching out this, you know, this election porn for a couple more days. I watched it for a couple hours last night here and there as I was going back and forth trying to watch, I don't know, ridiculousness, something lighthearted and fun. But the they get into this, don't they? Well, here we go. Now, if this state flips red, blah, 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 and then if it flips blue, as it did 2016 and 2012, look at this. Hillary Clinton had a better lead back then. Blah, blah, blah. It's like listening to these sportscasters spit out, well, this is his, you know, statistically, it's 3 RBIs for every 4th World Series game. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, dude, you guys need to get a life, man. Get out. Of course, the other guy says, people probably say about us, right? We start going into the cult of Mithras, balls deep on the Baphomet. People probably think the same thing. Now, last night, apparently, Trump declared victory. This has been the thing I'm worried about, okay? I know a lot of people in the truther community love Jesuit Drumster. He went to a Jesuit college, right? And I've got my opinions on him. I don't think he's entirely bad, right? Like, let's get that out there, first and foremost. I'm always vague about Trump because, like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't follow politics closely enough to be like, no, for sure, this guy's good or bad. I know, like, he has done everything that's terrible. Like, I like his prison reform stuff. I like that when he got in, he started right in on Big Pharma with trying to get medication prices down. But here's the problem. Like, I'm pretty socially liberal. I want marijuana decriminalized, legalized, I should say, psychedelics legalized for therapy purposes, or even not. I don't care. Who cares? What, like legal drugs aren't a problem here? Alcohols aren't a problem? Opioids aren't a problem? Like, give me a break. Let my people be free. You know what I'm saying? And I have this general belief, based upon a lot of facts and statistics, that there's a widening gap destroying the middle class. Top 1% collecting more and more of America's wealth every year. And that's a problem to me. That's why I like, that's why I'm a Bernie bro, because I like what he's saying. He's talking about the oligarchy. And he's the real guy that could have, should have won this thing, because as you see, the DNC ripped him off. He was winning. And then the DNC orchestrated a move to get the other candidates out so that Biden could get more votes, because Biden didn't seem like he was into this at all, if you recall the primaries. So, like, I'm a Bernie bro. I don't like his, I mean, he's too socialist for me. I don't like his idea, like, oh, let's make all college free everywhere. Like, no, dude. Like, I'm not with that. Because, like, you know, not everybody needs to go to college. but I want to support people that can't afford that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a man of the people. I'm like a 80s Bruce Springsteen kind of guy. Blue collar, union, you know, let's keep the middle class strong. Let's keep the American dream alive. And there's obviously different visions for how to make that happen. And in fact, ironically, in the last 4 years, I've become more right-wing than ever. Because for whatever reason, the left-wing co-opted this weird social justice warrior cancel culture that I cannot stand behind. I don't know how that happened, but it did. But as you look on my voter card, it says unaffiliated, and I stand by that. I used to be independent party. Those guys are never going to win. That's why Bernie went to the Democrat. He used to be an independent. But then he went to the Democrat because he was like, look, that's the only way, because it's a two-gang system in here in America. As you already know. But anyway, apparently last night Trump declared victory on some level. I don't have the exact text. He wasn't like, I won, it's over. But he said, he implied that, like, I won, basically. And even the conservative Ben Shapiro condemned this, you know what I'm saying? And that's my big fear with the Drumster. Is that he's got tendencies of a dictator. You know what I'm saying? He warmed up to North Korea, Kim Jong-un. He warmed up to the China. I don't remember his name. He warmed up to Putin. And I know some of that's been fanned by the mainstream media, hyped up more so than it needed to be. Like, I get it. Like, I'm not a total idiot. Like, I realize that the mainstream media has been attacking the guy left and right. He's very sensitive about it. But, and you know, and to throw some of the ideas of why I don't like the guy, he's a draft dodger. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He wants to act. He's just like Kylie Jenner, right? Remember when Kylie Jenner came out and was like, oh, the world's first. She said she was the first self-made billionaire or whatever. And everyone was like, well, pump the brakes. You know, because you've got connections. When you're born into a family that's connected, things are much easier. And that's why homeboy only has a bachelor's degree. I'm more educated than the president, because he doesn't need it. He's connected. His dad hooked him up. So, like, I don't even respect, like, his business acumen. He had a lot of failed businesses, the steaks and the colleges that were fraudulent, and the real estate deals, and couldn't even get a casino, which is like the most lucrative thing going. That being said, though, I think he's a funny guy. And I do, I did like the idea of an outsider coming in. Like, I'm not opposed to that. But as far as leadership qualities, they're not there. He doesn't, you know, there used to be pride in saying the buck stops here, meaning like the leader takes the fall. And I got my training on how to be a leader in the military. I was a dorm chief through basic training. I was trying to become an officer in EOD, and the guy who was mentoring me taught me a lot about leadership in what little bit of time that, well, I was attempting that. And I never, just to clarify, I never made it in. The military wouldn't let me back in. I had a slight depression, and that they won't let you in. Did you know that? Depression and anxiety, they won't let you in. Because I was trying to re-enlist. Long story. Anyhow. Point being is you gotta, because I remember talking to the guy, right? And he's actually the guy, that's how I got into CrossFit, technically, because I was doing CrossFit workouts with these EOD guys and women, don't want to leave out the women, and we were doing CrossFit workouts, and they were kicking my ass, and I thought, good night, I thought I was in shape, and I wasn't. And the guy who was mentoring me, he was the officer there, he said, look, man, you need to get your running time faster. And I was like, how much faster are we talking, dude? And he's like, well, the fastest guy in the unit could do the mile and a half, and I think it was like 9 minutes or something crazy. 8 minutes, 9 minutes, 10 minutes, somewhere in there. And I was, and at the time, I was doing it in, God, I don't remember, 12 and a half, I think. And I said, yeah, but like, I'm going to be the officer. Like, I don't need to be the fittest guy. And he was like, no, man, like, you got to lead from the front. You got to be everything. And, you know, that's just a small example of what I'm talking about. And in my my day job type profession, also as a program manager, there are buzzwords. You can't say "I hope this thing" or "hopefully this happens." Like, anyone in a position of leadership knows that's a big no-no. You can't say that. That's not a plan. Hoping is not a plan. And that's a lesson I learned the hard way. I got sort of chastised and I was very upset with my leadership, who sort of called me out in front of everyone, but the lesson was learned. And a lot of the verbiage he uses is very weaselly. You know, it doesn't take ownership of anything. Nothing's his fault. It's always someone else's fault, like a kid. So, like, I don't think he's a good leader. I think I told you the story before. My dad actually met Trump back in the 80s. We went to Atlantic City for a bike race. It was a Tour de Trump, if you recall. And we were, it was me, my mom, and I think my sister. I don't remember much of it. I was too young. But my mom tells me the story that we were there and we saw him, and my dad ran over and said what's up to him. Then my dad ran back to us and was like, "Hey, I'm going to go hang out on his yacht." He invited me on the yacht. So we stood there, I guess, I don't know, for a long time. And then my pops was on the yacht, apparently hanging out. Had a couple drinks. I don't know what else happened. He said he was a great guy, though. So yeah, take that for what it's worth. It's a mixed bag of feelings I've got about the man. The inside wrestling heel inside of me loves him. I mean, he is the king troller. Well, let's not deny the man that. But that doesn't necessarily mean I wanted to represent the free world, right? Now, he's declared victory, and he's saying, oh, there's all these irregularities because of the mail-in voting. I've done mail-in voting for a long time in Utah. We've done this for many, many years. So, like, to me, this isn't foreign. I'm sure there's problems with it, right? I'm not denying that there's issues with that, perhaps. But I don't know. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But yeah, I always avoid politics. And the only reason I'm doing this is because of people. Some people asked me about, they're like, "We need to do a politics show." Okay, here you go. But I usually don't do it because it's too divisive, right? And you can find sources to support any theory. Everything I say on here, you can find a counter theory. Because, like he says, the mainstream media, they're not called fake news for no reason. And look, I don't think all news is fake. I think if they can run it through a filter to support an agenda, they'll do that. You just have to have a little bit of discretion when you read news. I'm not saying let's get rid of all news and, oh, ZeroHedge.com, that seems legit. Oh, yeah, everything they say is legit. I think they were the ones picking on Zero Hedge. There were a couple of these fake, legitimately fake news websites where I had beef with them because they were talking about, oh, Lady Gaga said that she worships Satan on this documentary. And they go on and on about this stuff. And I read the article and I thought, really? And I watched this whole documentary. Not one word was true. So, I mean, there's a lot of real fake news out there. Since we're talking, right? We're just chatting. You have to understand my history of how I learned politics. I got out of the military and I was a janitor for about a year. And boy, was I miserable. And I was, wasn't a chatty guy. I wasn't very sociable back then. I know that's hard to believe. I wasn't a good talker. I wasn't a good schmoozer. Cause I grew up in Southeast PA there. And, the people I grew up around, like if you were talking too much to someone you didn't know, like that, you couldn't trust that. It was always like, well, what angle is this guy? What kind of con man is this? And like, it was a weird sort of untrusting thing. I don't know how to explain it. It seems mostly particular to that area of PA there. Because you go like to Philly and like people are pretty friendly, right? So... Oh, man, you gotta love PA, right? And turns out they're one of the battleground states that we're waiting on. But anyways, I was a janitor. I worked in this big building. And so I didn't really talk to anybody. I could have, but like I was mostly on my own. I would just sweep floors, take trash out, that kind of stuff. Pick up cigarette butts. And I was so depressed. I hated that job. And I took a... I was going to college, right? I took this course on called Politics in America. And it taught me everything about the whole system. How the whole system works. I'm basically Matt Damon in that movie where... isn't there a movie where he's a janitor, but he's like a really smart janitor? That was me. How you like them apples? Right? I got a number. But what I was doing was I took this course and it taught me a lot of good little tidbits, little insight about how polls work and how they can be partisan. It taught me that incumbents have a huge advantage, which is what gives Trump a lot of power in this election. There's this massive advantage you get from being an incumbent. The two-party system, a lot. It was a very eye-opening course. I mean, it was great. And at the time when I was janitoring, I was listening to, I was too broke for like an MP3 or whatever. I had a AM/FM radio, big clunky blue AM/FM radio. I would clip to my pants and run the headphone wire to some over-the-ear headphones. Like a real dork. And like, there's only so much when you're working 8 hours a day. Like, there's only so much music you can listen to. Like, it drives you nuts. So you gotta have something else to break it up. This is before I couldn't afford a smartphone back then, right? This is before they were very prevalent. So I listened to AM radio and FM radio, talk radio. AM radio was always dominated by your who did I listen to? Like Bill O'Reilly's and Sean Hannity. And then on the FM, I would listen to NPR. So I had a real good balance of the left and right. Now, to me, from my observations, it felt like the AM radio was more for entertainment because they were very emotionally based. They would have more emotional appeal and you would get more into the show. Like, it's more exciting. You're like, yeah, screw those immigrants or whatever they were talking about. Whereas the FM, NPR, was more fact-based. I mean, it was more liberal. I'm not denying that. But they were more fact-based, and that appealed to me more. They were more logical and less emotional, which made the pill go down easier for me. So as you can imagine, a year of listening to both, and I found NPR to be more trustable. Obviously, that tinges me socially more liberal. And look, NPR is boring as hell. But when you're janitoring for 8 hours, like, it's fine. In fact, I kind of want that job back. I wish I could have that job back now. Now that I got podcast and Audible, like, I could crush some books and information out. Damn, wonder if they're hiring still. Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So that was my. And then I started like watching some shows on TV. I was really into Bill O'Reilly for a minute. I read a couple of his books. So like I've played with both devils, okay? Like I'm not just one-sided in my analysis of this. That was just my overall. And plus like I grew up in on the East Coast there, it's a little more liberal. I didn't necessarily come from like a liberal family, but we had more socially liberal values. You know, there's, if you're new to politics, there's a phrase that is, well, I mean, it used to be applicable. It was the left wing wants in your wallet, the right wing wants in your bedroom. And that's my deal. It's like, I know I want people to like do what they want to do. However, it seems to be that traditionally that comes with, cause there's problems with socialism. It ends up being a sort of nanny state. A government-enabled state, which isn't good. We need that sort of capitalistic... we need that sort of capitalism. You need a blend of the two, I think. And that's why I'm always like... Whatever the dominant party is, I'm more appealed to the other one because I want to draw it back to the center. I mean, can you imagine if we had an entirely all-liberal government or an entirely all... conservative government with no checks and balances, like it would go off the rails. You need those checks and balances. That's why the drafters of the Constitution put that in there. Now, here's how I look at this. Each political party, they control through fear of a boogeyman. The right wing, they are good at pushing fear through divisiveness. With this whole, the boogeyman are coming over the border. They're the terrorists. They're the Mexicans. Ooh, boogity boogity boo. And with that, the fear they push into you, what does old David Icke always say? Fear, reaction, solution. So they put the fear, and then the reaction is like the people are like, oh my God, the terrorists and the Mexicans, oh, they're taking over. And they're like, well, here's the solution. We got you guys. We got you, fam. It means they're taking all this money and funneling it into the national security state, taking your privacy, while they're pushing the terrorism and the xenophobia, and they always package it up in this warrior mentality. Ooh, strong. You need me on that wall mentality, which is accomplished through toxic masculinity. Yes, I said it. I believe in it. Achieved through entertainment. You know, it's funny that the truther community prides itself on how outside the box they think, but meanwhile, they fall right into the toxic masculinity trap, which is one of the control systems of entertainment. And I fall for it too. I'm right there with it, but at least I acknowledge that it's there. Now, the left, on the other hand, they pushed fear also. It's going to be fear of not enough of a safety net. Fear that your fellow man and woman are going to be left behind. Fear of not enough government protection from, you know, diseases and poverty and all that stuff. Because it's a complementary system, because the left, they point to the right and say, look, they're anti-government, which they are, right? That's why the COVID response was the way it was, because traditionally in conservative thought, they want minimal government. They're just like, no, let free market fix everything. And if you recall back in March when those press conferences first kicked off, the very first one, I think it was the very first one, was Trump comes out with the CEOs of like Target and Walgreens and all these, you know, capitalistic groups. And he's like, look, we're going to have, these guys are going to have drive-through testing on every parking lot, and everything is going to be free. And if you want a test, you can get a test. And none of that shit was true. None of it. None of it ever happened, because that was the perception. That was the idea of the conservative right wing. It's like, no, we don't let the government fix things. The government just fucks them up. Pardon my French. The government just screws them up. You need the free market, the capitalist system to do its thing. That'll fix it. And that's not an entirely wrong train of thought. Sometimes capitalism is a better system to do it. Sometimes. I'm not saying that's entirely wrong, but like in this case, it clearly was. There was a pandemic response team, a book handed down from GW, the guy who got 9/11 attacked, who gave it to Obama, who, you know, he had his own screw-ups of how he handled a couple of pandemics, but he learned lessons, supposedly, that's how the story goes, and put them in this book. And then he handed it over to Drumster, and, you know, the Republicans are like, nah, these guys are screw-ups. Throw it all out the window. I know, this is a tough show, right? It's a tough show. Yeah, like the left wing, they would have been like, okay, get all the government involved. Get the CDC, get the globalists in on this, and let's figure out how to fix this. And I don't know if that would have been a better response or not. How would I know? I don't have a crystal ball. I just know not doing anything wasn't the right response. Now, this is going to be a very controversial show. As you can tell, these comments are going to be very passionate. But hey, look, you know what? I love you guys. And I hope you appreciate that I'm trying to be real with you. I don't know what the right answer is. I think a two-party system is two gangs out for their own best interests. And we got to find, like I say, people ask me like, oh, should I vote? You know, you seem like you're saying it's rigged. I'm not saying it's rigged. I'm just saying that it's rigged in a sense that they find the right candidate to get in there. Like they rigged it for Bernie to get booted and put Biden in there. It's rigged in that sense. But like, which carrot do you want dangled in front of your face? Because like, each party is going to do the things that they want to do to support the, you know, nefarious deeds of the Illuminati one way or another. It's like, which best vision aligns with the life you want to live? I want pot legalized because I'm a rule follower, by God. And if it's illegal, I'm not doing it. But if they legalize that shit. Now, here's why the masses are falling for all this, for all of it. You got all these rappers that come out in support of Trump, and everyone's clutching their pearls. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Kind of like with Hunter Biden, by the way. Like, he seems like a real scumbag, don't get me wrong. And I've seen the pictures, and maybe there's something going on with him and young girls. I don't know. I don't know if it's true. I mean, how can I tell? I would say it's worth looking into, though, right? Seems like something. There's smoke, there's usually fire. But it's funny to me. Everyone clutches their pearls. Oh, all the truthers and the right wingers. Oh, no. Look at Hunter Biden. He's a terrible person. He's doing the drugs and the sex. And maybe there's underagers involved, and that's where, like, that's worth clutching pearls. But we don't know that yet, right? It's a big maybe because the sources are... I've seen pictures, but, like, nothing... very compelling, like the picture with supposedly Lady Gaga smoking crack in his hotel. I don't know if that's Lady Gaga. Looks like she's got a big tattoo on her left arm they're blurring out. That's not Lady Gaga, is it? I just don't know. But anyway, meanwhile, Trump's an adulterer banging porn stars and paying them hush money. Where's the pearl clutching for that? That's what I'm saying. There's something happening here where they're hijacking the truther movement and everyone's falling for it. I'm not falling for it. And I'll sit here and I'll get blasted by everyone and their brother about why I'm wrong and whatever. I don't care. I mean, I care, right? I don't like it that people dislike my opinions. I wish I could appeal to everyone. This is one where I firmly see the writing on the wall that they're being brainwashed. And whether or not they're into the QAnon thing or not, there's this weird thing where all of a sudden the truth communities are like aligned with Trump. We could do a whole show on that. I'm not going to. But yeah, everyone's clutching their pearls. You know, Kanye West and Lil Pump and 50 Cent, they all came out in support. But that's not shocking to me. These are wealthy rappers. They're some of the richest people in the world. They are the 1%. And the wealthy vote in their best financial interest. The right wing has a solid lineage of helping out the wealthy with trickle-down economics and the latest Trump tax cut that didn't help anyone in the middle class. It didn't. My tax return looked nothing different. But when you're up at the top in the stratosphere, your tax return looks a lot different. So, of course, if Biden's tax policy is going to cost you $1 million, or whatever it's going to cost you, maybe more than that even, I would too. But that's where, and see, and that's what the problem is that all the rich folks, they've got all the resources and the wealth to manipulate us. So that's what they do. They manipulate us to think that trickle-down economics works. I mean, you've got this idea, I mean, what do you call it when people defend the idea that rich people should have more money, even though they're killing the middle class, making people work 2-3 jobs. Everyone's got a side hustle. Everyone. Yeah, I know. That's hyperbole. Maybe not everyone, but a lot of people do. Like, no one can live off a minimum wage, and it's not supposed to. I get that, but like, I don't know. But the wealthy right-wingers, they're great at this. They do the same thing with the fast food, and you'll notice they all own the fast food chains. In the sense that like it's manipulative against your health and your wellness. They don't treat the animals humanely. It's this factory farming. And ironically, they use illegal immigrant labor in the factory farms. That's how you get a cheeseburger for 99 cents. Through GMOs, chemicals, illegal immigrants working in the factory farms as slave labor. And meanwhile, on the other hand, they're also telling you, oh, we can't let these illegals in. They're all MS-13 rapists that need deported. The logic doesn't follow. So overall, like, that's why I always hear these granola vibes out of my rotten mouth. I typically fall on the left side. Because, you know, the right's good at, their boogeyman is division. Putting fear into us to prevent, I think they like the us versus, it's got to be us versus us to prevent it from being us versus them. And the right wing is generally more into division. Not to say the left wing's completely exonerated by it, but I'm just saying in general, that's what you get. You get fear-based thinking with, oh, the boogeyman's coming over the border and all that stuff. Because it's used to beef up the military-industrial complex and all that stuff. And people, they are convinced that the wealthy people shouldn't be punished for being successful, which is true. I agree. You know, there shouldn't be a punishment. But you need to consider the wealth disparity of the country. You can't have a strong economy in a capitalist system without a strong middle class. We're approaching something that's never happened before, where they squeeze the middle class so hard. And the richest keep funneling the money into their own pockets. And there's going to be no money in the middle to keep the flow going. Why do they do that? I don't know. I mean, I don't understand economics. I probably shouldn't even talk about this, but I'm sure there's a reason. But just out of decency, you can see how minimum wage jobs can't possibly pay for rent and food. Definitely not healthy food. And you got to understand the Maslow's pyramid of needs. People need to be mentally healthy, physically healthy, making enough income. They got to satisfy their basics, food, shelter. We don't really satisfy mental health here in this country that well. As per the mass shooters and the suicides and the addictions and all that stuff, which we didn't talk about any of that during the debates or run up to the election. All we talked about was COVID. That was it. But COVID is an indicator of how unhealthy our country is. Physically and mentally. And that's what was disappointing, is like none of these candidates were talking about this stuff. Same with Fauci and these guys. Like, they're talking like, oh, vaccines and masks. And it's like, sure. But like, we need to get healthy first. Mentally and physically healthy. And no one's talking about it. So there you go. That's the whole politics show. Very controversial. You asked for it, so I gave it to you. And I get it, right? Like, I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me, and that's okay. I understand. I've read through all the viewpoints. I get all of it. I sympathize for both parties. I don't like either party because I think it's just too... I think they're both deep state-ish, right? I don't know what the answer is, though. I really don't. And it's like, how much time do you want to devote to this out of your life? Like, try not to make you go mad. It'll make you go crazy. That's why, like, I had to turn off politics for many years. I turned it off. I was really deep into it. I was very passionate. I knew every little fact. I would, you know, debating with people. And, you know, it'll drive you mad. Because everyone's got something that they use to defend their decision. And you're going to disagree. We have to keep civil, though, right? Keep civil. Keep your eye on the ball. That's why we got to look into the deeper philosophies behind all this with the occult and the entertainment. So I think there's some truth behind all of this. So that's my 2 cents, and that's all it is. It's just my 2 cents. I get it. I get both angles. Every year when I vote, you know, every 2 years when I vote, I read through the issues on the candidates, and you know, I'm not a all Democrat or all Republican ticket. I don't do that. There's some good right wing folks out there. I liked John McCain. I liked John Huntsman out here in Utah. He seems like a good dude. I mean, you need these kinds of guys. So anyways, let's see what happens with this election. try to keep sane. Don't watch the news 24/7 on this. Maybe check in every couple hours or something. A lot of people are going crazy right now, pulling their hair out. And in all honesty, will anything change no matter who wins? Probably not that much. Probably. So there you go. That's my two cents. Hope you appreciate it. Until next time, stay woke.